Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're on the topic of choosing teaching words. As with most of the words that we've talked about, we choose these from two directions. We choose words that we learn from, that teach us. We find the core of those, we find the foundation of those teaching words in Scripture, in God's Word. In the devotional, I write that many times people refer to life as a test. And I get what they're talking about, the difficulties of life and how trying it is at times. But I like to think of life more as a series of instructional experiences with the real design to prepare us for the final exam. And no, I don't believe there's a final exam where we have to give some right answer or correct sequence of whatever in order to enter heaven. The final exam is really based on, have we walked in relationship with Jesus? As I've had opportunity the last couple Sundays to preach at different locations about a living faith and an active faith, in the 25th chapter of Matthew, Jesus seems to indicate that what we've done with the things that we've learned from Him has a great influence on where we spend eternity. As He welcomes those who cared for their fellow man in His name, that He said cared for Him because they cared for the, quote, least of these. And sending away into eternal punishment those that, well, that seemed that their only criteria was that they chose not to help anyone. They chose not to serve Him because they chose not to serve those in need. And again, as I've talked about in the sermons that I've shared, anything that we do does not add up to enough to earn favor with God, to earn a place in eternity with God. Those actions, those deeds, those things that Jesus commended were the result of people walking in relationship with Jesus. If you look at that passage in Matthew 25, neither group recognized what Jesus was talking about, what this king, what this ruler had in mind. Those who were welcomed in says, well, when did we do that? We don't remember doing any of this for you. It wasn't their intent to earn points with Jesus or to gain entrance into heaven by accumulating enough good deeds for their fellow man, because that's not possible. It was simply their life being a laboratory, a practice field for the things that they were learning from God, the things that they were learning from His Word. And so that's all just explanation of what I mean by the final test. It's a test of, did you mean what you said when you confessed Jesus as Lord? Did you live that way? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord. And I'll say, depart, I never knew you. Probably a more accurate state would be, depart, you never knew me. And so it's important that we use teaching words. We use the teaching words of Jesus to instruct us, to prepare us to live a life that recognizes Jesus as Lord. A life that serves people, the least of these in our society. To me, it's why the issue of abortion and the willingness of our culture to kill babies is at the top of my list and criteria of how I vote. Innocent children who have no voice need you and me to speak up and say, this is wrong. We can't go on killing our children and expect to be known and to live as a civilized society. Life is more valuable than that, and that's where it begins, but it continues throughout every aspect of life where we mistreat people. But beyond the unborn or the yet to be born, it seems that there's an ability to speak up. And it may be oppressed and it may be repressed and it may be all kinds of things that make it not easy. But the unborn have no ability to speak for themselves. But what do we do to the least of these? Those who have no voice, those who have a marginalized voice. You see, the teaching of God's Word says that we treat them as brothers and sisters. We treat them as valuable. We treat them as those created in the image of God. We treat them as we would Jesus Himself. The other side of choosing teaching words is that we not only are careful about the words that teach us that we put into practice, but we in turn share and teach those things with others. Use the word with others. It's not a like filling my truck up with gas where I show up and I put the nozzle in and I just pour it in and walk away or drive away. No, it's this idea of doing life together. It's this idea of teaching others through experience. We all have a particular learning style that is best for us. And those professionals have identified a number of unique styles. And while they like to classify people into one of these groups, it's usually not quite as cut and dry as that. Some people learn by hearing. Some people learn by seeing. Some people learn by doing. Most of us learn best by a combination of those, and the percentages probably vary from person to person. And so as we do life together, we choose teaching words that not only tell people how to walk in relationship with Jesus, but it shows people how to walk into relationship with Jesus. You see, it's our life that serves as the laboratory, the example. It's Paul saying, whatever you've seen in me, whatever you've heard in me, whatever good that there is, put it into practice. Do these things. Or when he says, follow me as I follow Christ. And Paul wasn't willing to just leave it at watch me and do what I do. We have much of the New Testament because he was willing to use words to instruct. Words that matched what he was telling them to watch and to do. One of the frustrations that many people have in the midst of this COVID pandemic is the inconsistencies of those making decisions or restrictions for us and then not living by them. Government leaders that claim they know what is best for you and me, and well, it's best for you and me, but not so much for them. And we're very quick to become defensive or angry or judgmental about the hypocrisy of our elected officials. But how often do we look that closely into our own life? At the things that we tell others they should or shouldn't do, that God is pleased or not pleased with, that we ourselves aren't quite living by what we say others ought to. You see, when we choose teaching words, we choose words which are founded and based on the Word of God, and they are first put into practice in our life so that when we share them with others, they have substance. They have a proven quality about them. We can talk with authority to some extent about the comfort of spending time with God in prayer because we've done it. We can talk about the joy of worshiping God with others because we've done it. We can talk about the peace of living according to the Word of God, the contentment that comes through that, because we've done it and we've experienced it. You see, it's in this context of choosing teaching words that we learn from God's Word and we share it with others through both the words we use and the actions that back them. As you pray today, I would encourage you to spend time considering how your words represent Jesus. Considering what words mean the most to you in how you live life. Is it the words of God? Or is it the words of some expert? We live in a time where many would value the written words that experts have published above the Word of God. And we hear it all the time. I know that's what God's Word says, but the experts say that isn't the way to reach people anymore. We have to kind of back off of Jesus because it offends some people. I'm going to stick with God's Word. Yes, I can learn from things others have written. But when I base my plan of action, when I base what I do on some man's opinion that elevates statistics and all of that above God's Word, I think we're headed in a bad direction. And so the teaching words that you use, examine how much are they based in God's Word and how much are they based in the wisdom of man. And then as you draw closer and closer to God's Word, share those teaching words. Make sure that they line up with God's Word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God who loves us. Loves us so much that you've given us instruction for all things. Instruction on how to live a life that is pleasant and desirable and gets along with others. Instructions on how to walk in relationship with Jesus, how to be prepared for the return of Jesus. Instructions on how to treat our family, our loved ones, our neighbors, our enemies. Father, help us to not neglect your word as the teaching that it's meant to be, as the instruction for all things. Father, may we find within it the good and right path that you would have us to walk. And Father, as we put into practice the things that your word contains, may we live life in such a way that others would see Jesus and be drawn to him. As you commanded the Israelites as they were leaving Egypt and as they were learning of your commands and your laws, may we talk about them. May we talk about them as we walk with our children, as we do life with our coworkers. May the teaching of your word not only be applied in our life, but may it be on our lips as the source of why we live life the way we do. Father, as we live life in Christ, may we find a contentment that the world is longing for. And may we learn to express that contentment in ways that Jesus is seen and heard and noticed. Father, I pray continually for the children in our homes, our communities. I pray that the words that we use to teach them would be good and pleasant words, that would be words that draw them closer and closer to Jesus. I pray in the midst of our instruction of reading and math and writing and science and history that we would not neglect the teaching of the good words of Jesus and how your truth is woven throughout all of the other subjects of life. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for our nation. For the divisions that exist, the divisive nature that we find ourselves in as a nation. I pray that each person would look beyond the rhetoric that is being thrown around and shouted as loudly as possible in every venue imaginable. That we would notice the people around us as those created in your image. That we would value each person. We would learn to listen and to love and to honor. Father, as we choose words which teach, may we first learn from them before we ever try to apply them to anyone else. And as we learn and put into practice the words that you've given us, may we be courageous and loving and respectful in sharing those teaching words with others. Father, today as we live life, may we lift up Jesus through our words, through our actions, through our conversations, through our listening, through everything that we do. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.